Audible Inc. presents The 85% Solution, how personal accountability guarantees success. No nonsense, no excuses. Written by Linda Galindo. Narrated by Eileen Stevens. Introduction. You're lying on your stomach on a cold metal gurney in an operating room, woozy from the anesthesia that will, in just a few moments, render you unable to speak or feel or react. Four others are in the room too. The orthopedic surgeon who will repair the errant disc in your back, the anesthesiologist who is monitoring your reaction to the medicine she just gave you, a circulating nurse who will watch out for your safety, and a scrub nurse who will pass sterile instruments to the doctor. Through your haze, you hear the two nurses arguing. One is chiding the other because she thinks the scalpels and clamps on the sterile tray have not been sufficiently cleaned. "Mind your own business," the scrub nurse retorts. "I know how to do my job." The circulating nurse takes her worries to the anesthesiologist. "Leave me out of it," the anesthesiologist tells her. "That's not my responsibility." So the nurse turns to the surgeon, but before she can speak, he snaps to the bickering group, "Quiet, it's time to start." As you lose consciousness, the scrub nurse hands a scalpel to the doctor, who uses it to cut your back. Which of those four professionals is responsible for the safety of that scalpel? Is it the scrub nurse whose job it is to sterilize it? The circulating nurse in charge of looking out for your safety? The anesthesiologist who rendered you unable to be responsible for it yourself? Or the surgeon who used it to slice through your skin? Suppose you wake up from the surgery with a painful infection from the cut. Now who do you think is responsible? Which member of the surgical team will you hold accountable? The scrub nurse? He believed the instruments were clean. The anesthesiologist? She isn't in charge of the instruments. The circulating nurse? She tried to tell everyone. The surgeon? He didn't know anything was amiss. If just one of these people is responsible, does that mean the others aren't? Perhaps each of the four is one quarter responsible for your infection. Sound good? Next time you need surgery, will it be good enough to know that each person participating in a procedure that involves cutting your skin, touching your organs, or removing a diseased body part is willing to take one quarter of the responsibility for making sure you don't die on the table? In every relationship with family, friends, and coworkers, be 100% responsible for the harmony and health of that relationship, not just for half of it. Even when you're working on something whose outcome matters only to you, be 100% responsible for it. Don't leave your success up to anyone or anything else. Own it. Not somewhat. Not partially. Not pretty much. Not, I guess so, or as long as. Own it 100%. No wiggle room. I can safely guess that this is not how you operate today. Most people don't. Most people believe they're responsible only for their part of a job, and that if someone else screws up and the project fails, it's not their fault. So why be responsible? Let me tell you why. Whether you admit it or not, you are accountable for everything you're involved with, whether it turns out good or bad, whether it fails because of something you did, or because of something your partners did. The outcome belongs to everyone who touched the project, not just to the ones who made mistakes. You share or take all of the credit when all goes well, and like it or not, you are implicated in the blame when it doesn't, even if you're not the one who messed up. It's just how it is.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?